We're now in orbit, stabilizers up, running perfect, starting to collect requested data. What will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full, not responding. Hello Major Tom, are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on, we're standing by. There's no reply.
4, 3
feet per second. You're in mission control. We're standing by. There's certainly a great deal of anxiety at this moment. We acquire at 36 minutes. So at 68 hours, 55 minutes, continuing to monitor. This is Apollo Control. and Mission Control has examined the data and it looks good. So we have a combined crew ground decision. We are go, repeat go for lunar orbit insertion 1. We've had a loss of a signal with Apollo 8 at 68 hours, 58 minutes, 45 seconds. We will watch with continuing interest the AOS clock here in Mission Control. They're traveling over the backside of the moon now. Our velocity reading here, 7777. 7 feet per second. Now we're in our period of longest wait. Continuing to monitor, this is Apollo Control, Houston. Houston, we've acquired signal, but no voice contact yet. We're standing by. We're looking at engine data, and it looks good. Tank pressures look good.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Houston, over.
We've got it. We've got it. Apollo 8 now in lunar orbit. There's a cheer in this room. This is Apollo Control, Houston. Switching now to the voice of Jim Lovell.
560.5. Let's hear your voice.
Patriots here on Earth.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to Tears of the Gods on WMFO in Bedford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform and Education Radio.
All right, you are go.
the moon.
Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford, we are celebrating the 49th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission to the moon and Neil Armstrong taking those first steps onto the surface. We've got a featured band for you this evening, Public Service Broadcasting. And actually, it's their album, The Race to Space, The Race for Space, that we are featuring. And it's a history of the Soviet and the American space programs from the end of the 1950s, well, 1957 when Sputnik was launched, all the way up through the 1972 when Apollo 17 was the final mission to the moon. And we began that last set with David Bowie and Space Oddity, a fictional story of an astronaut who goes on an extra vehicular activity and doesn't come back. And then Public Service Broadcasting, their piece, EVA, which was about the 1965 first spacewalk on Vashka 2. And we followed that with a song that was related to David Bowie's Space Oddity, using the Major Tom character, but in a different way, a different story, by Peter Schilling, the German musician. And, well, that was pretty much his big hit, his biggest hit ever. And then Public Service Broadcasting once again, and The Other Side, about the Apollo 8 mission in 1968. First to orbit the moon with human beings inside. And it was a tremendously important mission for many things, but in particular, the Earthrise photo that showed that big blue marble of ours against the desolation of the lunar surface. And then we followed that with the Crystal Method and the Miyagi remix of High Roller, also about the Apollo 8 mission. And then Public Service Broadcasting, once again, Valentina featuring Smoke Fairies. And that was about Valentina Tereshkova, who was the first woman in space. She's a Russian cosmonaut. And in 1963, she orbited Earth. And we finished things off with AC/DC and a song a little bit tangential, but matching the theme close enough for me, What's Next to the Moon from their Power Rage album. And backing me up right now is Les Baxter and Saturday Night on Saturn. This would kind of be an ultra lounge-ish piece, but it's not from the version that I've got here is not from an ultra lounge. Instead, we've got Les Baxter Exotica Volume 3. And well, let's see. We've got a little over half an hour. You know, one thing I did want to mention to you, it's something I've been thinking about. I saw there's some aircraft that they've been designing. And for cargo aircraft, they have many of them without windows because they're aerodynamically more efficient. But there's been some notions of making aircraft passenger aircraft without any windows. And of course, passengers wouldn't be too enamored of that. We're just used to seeing things out the window. But the deal would be, instead of the windows, they'd have like retina displays everywhere in the aircraft. So it'd be like you've got a clear aircraft almost, and you're looking down, seeing the Earth below you that way. And so taking that idea a little bit further, I've been thinking, you know, if you were offered a trip to go into orbit, first off, I'd say if you were offered a trip, well, if I was offered a trip to go in Earth orbit, but the conditions were that there was some amount of danger. In other words, it wasn't an amusement park ride, but instead you were actually going up there, and there was some possible risk of something not working out. That would still be something I'd be interested in if I could see that. But if I was just in a spacecraft and there were no windows, like the dog that they sent up, I wouldn't want that. That'd be a ripoff to me. But here's the thing. Suppose it was a retina view. In other words, it wasn't real glass, but it was like those aircraft with a retina view. That changes things a little bit. But it also changes things a little bit to the extent that suppose you could have exactly the same simulation of that, the same vibrations, the same shaking, the same G-forces, but it was an amusement park ride, or it was something over at the Museum of Science. You'd be strapped in and you'd see just what you would, and you'd feel everything if you were going off on a spacecraft with not a real window, but the retina views. Would that be worth it? Especially if the risks were essentially zero? And then I think going a little further in this thought experiment, I've been pondering, well, still looking at some YouTube videos where you see like cameras that are strapped onto eagles and other creatures or drones. That's pretty cool stuff. If you're completely immersed in that, if you're flying a drone, but you're doing it remotely, but you're seeing everything around you like you were in a helicopter because it's all a retina display. Well, I'd say you're there in a way, even though you're not up there in the drone. And then particularly we get to other places of like, you know, if you're in a drone and you're shooting at people and you're killing them, you're really killing them. It doesn't matter if you're in Nevada remote controlling the drone or not. So that's just some thought experiments, some things I've been pondering. with the retina views everywhere and what it would be like to have simulations versus the real things and the risks. The other thing I wanted to mention is that the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market is now in operation. It's delivering locally grown produce to various locations around the city of Somerville with the goal of ensuring that all residents have access to healthy foods at affordable prices. And you can get 50% off your purchase if you're a resident of North Street Housing or Mystic Housing, or for showing your SNAP card, your WIC card, or your Seniors Farmer Market coupons. The Mobile Farmers Market makes stops at the following locations: Fridays 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Council on Aging, 167 Holland Street, and then on Friday afternoons from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the East Somerville Community School, 50 Cross Street. Tomorrow, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to noon, they're over at the North Street Housing Development, 26 North Street. And then in the afternoon on Saturdays from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., they're at the Mystic Housing Development, 530 Mystic Avenue. For more information, just search the web for Somerville Mobile Farmers Market. And this has been a public service message from the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market and all us fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford. Yeah, Tufts community and sometimes educational radio. So we got one last set for you, and we're going to deal in this next set, well, with, we're going to deal with the Apollo 11. We've got the public service broadcasting track Go, which is, well, all systems go for a lunar landing. And then we've got my Brian Eno, The Secret Place, Neil Armstrong, Apollo 11 remix of that. And let me tell you, that Apollo 11 moon landing, it was a real hairball. There were problems. Neil Armstrong definitely earned his lunar pilot wings that day. And yes, so listen carefully to the audio clips in this next set here, and enjoy the history as we celebrate the 49th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Here's Julie London. Fly Me to the Moon on WMFO in Medford.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. And adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
This is Apollo Control at 102 hours into the flight of Apollo 11. It's grown quite quiet here at Mission Control. A few moments ago, Flight Director Gene Kranz requested that everyone sit down, get prepared for events that are coming. And he closed with the remark, good luck to all of you. Minutes now until ignition for powered descent. Everything's still looking very good at this point.
Okay, all flight controllers, go, no, go for powered descent. Retro, go. Fido, go. Guidance, go. Control, go. Telcom, go. GNC, go. Ecom, go. Surgeon, go. Capcom, we're go for powered descent.
We're off to a good start. Play it cool.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Okay, retro, go. Vital, go. Guides, go. Control. Go. GNC. Go. Econ. Go. Surgeon. Go. Retro. Go. Fido. Go. Guidance. Go. Control. Go. Falcon. Go. GNC. Go. Econ. Go. Surgeon. Go. Capcom, we're go for landing. Okay, everybody, let's hang tight and look for landing radar.
75 feet, down a half, 12:02 alarm. 60 seconds. We're going,
that flight. We're going,
that alarm. 40 feet, down, 2.5. If a dust
reoccur,
we'll be go.
30 seconds.
12:01. Roger, 12:01 alarm.
12:01 alarm.
Same time, we'll go, flight.
Okay, we're go. We've had shutdown.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Okay, keep the chatter down in this room. T1, stand by T1. Stay, no stay, all flight controllers. Retro,
stay.
Fido,
stay.
Guidance,
stay.
Control,
stay.
Telcom,
stay.
GNC,
stay.
Ecom,
stay.
Surgeon,
stay.
Retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Falcon,
go.
GNC,
go.
Ecom,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Roll,
go. Go,
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 go.
Seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll program.
Tower cleared.
Roger, roll.
We could walk. in the lives of all mankind.
History. We have taken both small steps and giant leaps in that pursuit. Right now, men and women are working on the next steps to go farther than we have ever gone before. We don't know what new discoveries lie ahead, but this is the very reason we must go.
For more information about how you can support space exploration, visit supportexploration.com. A message from the Aerospace Industries Association and your spaced out friends here at WMFO in Medford.
Rising, rising, rising.
been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage. With audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real life historical events. Like the exploration of outer space by Soviet cosmonauts and American astronauts. Yes, our theme this evening, we've been celebrating the 49th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. Our theme has been called The Race for Space, and we've been featuring public service broadcasting's sound collage album of that name. We began that last set with Julie London and Fly Me to the Moon from Ultra Lounge Volume 14, Bossa Nova Land, and then Public Service Broadcasting with Go. That piece was specifically about the Apollo 11 moon landing. And then my remix of Brian Eno's The Secret Place, my Plastic Sushi Apollo 11 remix, with Neil Armstrong and Mission Control getting the lunar module down to the surface and eventually back up. And as I mentioned before, it was not an incredibly smooth landing. It was a real hairball landing. And Neil Armstrong did a great job, and well, his and Buzz Aldrin's life depended on it. If they didn't get down there and get everything going, then there was no AAA to send up there to get them back. There was no rescue mission that would have been possible. Then we also heard from the police walking on the moon, and Public Service Broadcasting finishing us off with the final track from that album, Tomorrow. And then a public service message, a WMFO remixed version of Support